Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes, and thanks for joining me today. Leveling Up is a series that spotlights the 9 skills for success to help you increase your professional and personal growth. This podcast is a Workplace Education Manitoba project funded by the Government of Canada and the Manitoba government. Throughout this journey, I, along with career and employment subject matter experts, will discuss personal experiences and present newly created tools and time-tested resources that will inspire and affirm your curiosity. Look for real and actionable strategies supporting you in realizing your individual goals and successes. The adventure is just beginning, so please join me weekly on Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes, and today we're delving into a topic that is fundamental to personal and professional development, increasing reading skills. As we explore the benefits and strategies for recognizing reading as a foundational skill, we'll be drawing from various sources to help shine the light on the power of increasing reading skills, especially in the workplace. So hello, youngsters. I want to tell you about a time long before the internets was around. We had these amazing things to occupy our time called books. Of course we did. I was an avid reader of all things Apple paperback, from mysteries to how to navigate teen life to stories about animals. I absolutely loved reading, and I guess I still do. There's something magical about the smell of a new book and falling asleep turning pages. Although I still read for fun, I also enjoy developing my work skills through reading, whether it be an article online, a mini course on mindtools.com, or leadership books. Reading can take us to a variety of workplaces, explore the experiences of others, and help us to develop deeper insights on a variety of topics. We often hear about the importance of reading skills in academic settings, but what about the workplace? Reading is a skill for success that is key in any workplace, any job, and in any industry. So how does the ability to read proficiently impact our careers and the organizations we work for? According to a report by the National Institute for Literacy, strong reading skills are directly linked to improve job performance and career advancement. It's not just about understanding the words on a page. It's about comprehending complex information, analyzing data, and effectively communicating ideas, all of which are essential in the modern workplace. Malcolm X once said, "Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today." The truth is, reading is the gateway to education, and in the workplace, it opens doors to continuous learning and adaptation in the face of rapidly changing professional landscapes. So, how does boosting reading contribute to an individual's professional growth? We know that reading skills are the foundation of effective communication and critical thinking. In the workplace, individuals are constantly faced with diverse information, from reports and emails to industry trends and market analysis. Proficient readers can navigate the sea of information with ease, separating out valuable insights and making informed decisions. It's not just about acquiring knowledge. It's about applying that knowledge to drive the skills for success of creativity and innovation, as well as boosting our problem-solving abilities. I think of skimming and scanning. Some of us think we do a great job at this. And I know I've caught myself getting worked up over an email only to reread it again and gain better understanding. Often having a sandwich helps too. Have you ever done that? Misread something that someone wrote? Let's think about emails and even text messages. Perhaps it's because the person writing was writing for themselves and not necessarily for the reader. But I'll simmer down on that for now and save it for another session. In our province, we have people from all over the world who have made Manitoba their home. And many of our clients will speak multiple languages, which English might be their third, fourth, or fifth language. I remember when I was learning to speak Spanish. There's a big difference between spoken and written language, which I thought I had a pretty good handle of, so I decided to buy a Harry Potter book in Spanish. ¿Cómo se dice difícil? Yeah, it was difficult. It was tricky. Learning to read proficiently is one thing. Learning to read workplace documents and workplace language and jargon is another thing. That's why increasing our reading skills is a key foundational skill for success. So let's turn the page and consider the impact of reading on leadership, both for ourselves and the people we serve. Here's a quote from Harry S. Truman. Not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. What does this statement mean in the context of the workplace? It's true that readers need to stay informed, continuously expand their perspectives, and make well-informed decisions. I would argue the same is true of any employee. Reading provides us with a broader understanding of the world. It may enhance empathy and can help us deal with multiple challenges. So how do we impress upon our clients and team members a culture of reading? As a workplace trainer, I love hearing stories about the sharing of resources, such as articles and books. It's exciting to see the zest for learning, and one of the simplest things we can do is share. Create an atmosphere of learning where people are committed to personal and professional improvement. Perhaps in our offices, we can have a lending library of resources we find helpful. This can help set the tone for your office of being a place of exploration and learning. I have a colleague who is part of a book club online and enjoys sharing in a space with like-minded learners. Maybe that's an option with your clients and coworkers. Whether it's a full-on book or even just an article, you could have a reading club of various interests and professional development needs. By small and simple ways, are great things brought forward. Simple initiatives can have a profound impact on workplace culture or setting the tone for a workplace culture of continuous learning for our teams who may not yet be in the workplace. Reading exposes individuals to many perspectives and ideas, fostering a mindset of continuous learning and adaptability. When faced with challenges, individuals with strong reading skills are better equipped to persevere, drawing inspiration from a wealth of knowledge. Innovation comes from the ability to connect what may seem like unrelated concepts, where reading provides the raw material for those connections. We got to start somewhere. So we've talked about leadership in reading, problem solving in reading, and now what about increasing empathy through reading? A quote from novelist William Styron says, "A great book should leave you with many experiences and slightly exhausted at the end. You live several lives while reading." So how can these multiple lives experienced through reading translate into improved interpersonal skills in the workplace? I know I have completely immersed myself when reading. Even if it was a cartoon book, I put myself right there with the characters. In fiction and in nonfiction, we can put ourselves into the lives and experiences of the characters from diverse backgrounds. And this can help build empathy and a deeper understanding of human behavior. In the book Wonder, a boy with a disfigurement goes to school and is faced with multiple challenges. In that book, I was both August, the boy, and his parents. There have been many books I've read in which I've come to feel what the characters might have felt. Anne Frank comes to mind. I have not lived one single day of my life like she did, but reading her diary gave me a glimpse into what her world may have been like. So what does all of this have to do with the workplace? It translates into enhanced interpersonal skills, better communication, better collaboration, and a heightened ability to relate to colleagues and clients from different walks of life. Now, I'm sure we're all convinced of how reading boosts our language skills, vocabularies, and abilities to connect with other humans. But when can we fit it in? I have a great example in my life. Yep, a husband brag here. This is someone who, for whatever reason, seems to be able to prioritize this stuff. Every morning, he takes time to do some reading. Every single morning. I guess it's the whole getting up super crazy early to make it happen. I, on the other hand, see reading as a nice thing to do when you have some time in some miraculous way. It makes sense that many of us face time management challenges and may find it difficult to set aside time to read. However, incorporating even small increments of reading into daily routines can make a difference. Whether it's dedicating 15 minutes before bedtime, or listening to audiobooks during a commute, finding pockets of time adds up over the long run. Additionally, setting specific reading goals, such as finishing a book every month, provides a sense of accomplishment and motivation. I have a friend who is amazing at this. She sets reading goals every year and smashes them. Another thought on reading reminds me of a story of some deer. Let me preface the story just a bit. I was thinking about how much information the average social media partaker consumes, and then how much we read at work in terms of emails and other workplace documents. We are constantly consuming information. So it makes sense that when we are setting aside time for deliberate reading, that we may want to be mindful of the content. Okay, now here's the story. The story tells of a herd of deer that were facing a difficult winter. Well-meaning people decided to feed them hay. They were worried that the deer would starve to death. Here's the thing. Deer don't eat hay. This herd of deer died with their bellies full because they lacked the nutrients to keep them alive. And I think about reading sometimes in the same way. Am I consuming so much hay and not enough of the good stuff? So when you're setting time aside for yourself, consider what you're consuming. Find the best stuff, stuff that will help you and your clients along their road to workplace success. Reading is not just a skill. It helps shape us, our clients, and our organization. To embrace and promote a culture of reading is to embrace and promote a culture of learning. Think of it as an investment in personal and professional growth that pays dividends beyond measure. The skill for success of reading is more than just skimming and scanning emails. I invite you to level up. Pick up a book, explore new ideas, challenge your thinking, and let the written word be your guide to professional and personal growth. Join me next time on Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm Carrie Neely Holmes.